about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is a little painful. I've been complaining about my nose running with allergies all month long, and I finally am dried up. But you know when you're dried up to the point where it feels like it cracks? And I mean, I don't worry about the pain. Most women, we don't care about the pain. We usually care about how we look, which is, you know, I know it's a stereotype, but I'm sorry. I mean, it's true. My problem is when you crack, you know, when you kind of widen your nostrils, dry flakes or mucus lining breaks off. And your patients won't tell you when they're looking up at you that you have a boogie. I mean, it would be nice if they did, but they don't. And so I come home, and I have all this dry stuff in my nose. And, you know, I mean, I'm trying to trying to look cool, you know, show I have my game on. And it's very difficult to do that when you have pieces of boogies in the nose. And they're not boogers. It's the dry, cracked lining, right? Because now you're overly dry from your antihistamine. You just can't win. So if you are a patient of mine and you see me in the clinic or my staff will never tell me. You know, staff never, you know, they are not going to tell their boss, you know, if they got a boogie. And so, you know, there's ways to do it. I mean, we should talk about that one day. Okay, how do you tell somebody they got a booger? How do you do that? I don't have a problem. I tell people, like patients all the time, they always come out of the bathroom with their zipper down. You know, they give a urine sample and they always forget to zip back up because, you know, you go to the bathroom and then you're so preoccupied with where to put the urine sample that you go, well, wait a second, let me put the urine sample in the little metal cabinet and then make sure my name's on it and then I close it up. I flush the toilet, I wash my hands. Many people forget about the zipper. Me, it's easy. I'm like, you know, God, come on. I go, come on, it's a family place. Okay, you're not going to get any tips here. Come on. You know, then they zip it up and that's fine. Booger's a heck of a lot more difficult. Heck of a lot more difficult. Now it's a doctor, it's very easy for me to say. Okay, this is how I do it. Okay, if I'm talking to a patient, I'm going to be like, you know, let me look at your nose. I see a lot of irritation, maybe a little vestibulitis there. No, you know what? Do you mind? Can I use a Kleenex? Let me see. Yeah, no, it's probably not. You have a little flakiness. Okay, yeah, it's a heck of a lot easier to say you got a booger sticking out. So I don't, you know, so you could do that. You could do that. You could tell your friend that you think they're eliciting a little vestibulitis. And they're like, oh my God, vestibulitis. You know what? Nobody can tell. But here, use this little Kleenex, right? Don't, no picking, but wipe it off. Good. All right. And then, you know, you could, you know, recommend that they go to their ENT for a vestibulitis treatment. You know, and the ENT will swab them for staph. Maybe give them dicloxacillin, some Bactroban ointment, and they should be happy. But at least you didn't have to embarrass your friend or yourself by telling them they had a boogie. Okay, good. That's where the boogeyman originated from. It's a guy. The boogeyman was a man that had a lot of boogers. No? All right. Okay, well, this man, I don't know what to call him. Did you guys hear about this? There's a California man that is suing BMW. Why? Well, he decided to take a four-hour motorcycle ride. Sorry, I'm coughing. Probably from swallowing the boogies. Excuse me. So a man is suing a BMW because after a four-hour motorcycle ride, it left him with a two-year erection. 2 years? All right, we're going to talk about that one. Then it looks like there's a report saying doctors are missing signs of cancer in teenagers. Yeah, I better read that one. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. That's pretty scary. Also, it looks like every time you have a breakup with somebody, you actually lose an average of 8 friends. You lose 8. I lose 8 listeners every show, but I can't imagine losing 8 friends, especially since I don't have any. So we'll talk about that. Looks like there's also, this is, I don't know if I buy this one. There's supposed to be an app, like an Android app, that tells you how much radiation you're receiving from the phone. Now, I can't imagine it being a Geiger counter or something like that, but apparently this has been, now, I guess there's been at least 10,000 downloads of this within minutes of it going on the market. Apple wants nothing to do with it. So we'll talk about that and see what that has to do with anything. I can't stand my nose. This is really ridiculous. This, it's so dry. Maybe I should put some water in my nose. You know, they do for noses, or what's plural for nose? Nose-eye? For nose-eye, they have, yeah, I can speak Chinese. There's a saline gel. Oh, I forget the name of it. I'm not trying to do a commercial for it. Lord knows, I should probably start doing some commercials. This is where we make some money on the show. But anyway, it's a saline gel you could put in your nose for dry nose. And we probably need to spend some time talking about dry nose, because many of you are getting bloody noses, aren't you? You guys getting bloody noses now? Gals? Ladies? All the ladies. Yeah, it's, now the weather's getting dry. I mean, I live in southern Nevada, so it's really starting to get dry. It gets very windy. There's no humidity, so it dehydrates any moisture in the mucous membranes. Also, when I talk for 3 hours, my mouth is dry. You know, imagine my mouth open talking for 3 hours. No, we're not talking about college. Come on, people, keep it clean. Okay, this is a family show. I do a family show now. Family show. Anyway, you dry out your mucous membranes. Dries out. And so with your nose, why am I talking about this? Oh, nosebleeds. So we gotta be careful, because the nose, dries up. You end up bleeding, and a lot of times you have to moisturize the nose. There's a few ways to moisturize a nose. You could use KY jelly, but in our household, we always use it up, so I don't want to waste it. You can also use, we got Kyle working the dials tonight. Kyle's already emailing the boss. Man, Donovan got carpal tunnel emailing the boss a couple of shows ago when we were talking about necrophilia. I don't know how many more days I'm going to be on the air, so I gotta make it last. But no, Kyle's good. Kyle covers for me. All right, so we have the, you could use KY jelly, Vaseline, saline nasal spray. There's also, like I said, saline gels. And for some people that get frequent nosebleeds, assuming you don't have a bleeding disorder, and assuming you don't have, a little lesion up there, a tumor, or assuming you don't have a vessel that continually bleeds, sometimes we use eucalyptus oil. It stinks, but it works. Okay, when we come back, I know I have many calls that we haven't gotten to from your messages. We'll get to those, and we'll get to the news. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
The summer specials are on at HAJ, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I also burp too much. I'm, you know, this being 40 thing doesn't work. We had our Fast for Kids gala over the weekend. Oh, it was great. It was wonderful. I mean, we're still getting donations coming in. And thank many of you. Thank you guys for mailing in. You are so sweet to do that. Thank you so much. I know it helps autistic children here in Las Vegas. I can't wait to try to launch something like this nationally. I'd have to try to find people in different cities to set this up, which is just another thing I have to do among the 200,000 things I already do, but it's so much fun. And in the middle of a couple of my monologues, I start to, you know, have my food repeat on me. And, you know, I'm trying to look all feminine and look all pretty. I had a real cute outfit on, too. But the Spanx, you know, whenever you wear control tops or anything that kind of sucks it in, it kind of, you know, puts pressure on your intestine. It puts pressure then back to your stomach, and so you burp a lot. So it was kind of difficult. Okay, sorry. So, yeah. But I mean, I think we're already at the $17,000 mark, and it's still rising. So this was a great, great event, and it was good. And no, and I didn't embarrass myself. I embarrassed my husband. You know, you always kind of, you know, throw something out there. And, yeah, it's fun to embarrass my husband because he's there. If my mother-in-law was there, I'd embarrass her, too. Okay, I know many of you have called in when I haven't been on air. Let's play some of your messages. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, call in live now if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My question is, I have a hissing in both of my ears. I don't know if it has to do with my sinuses whenever I'm clogged up or what, but it's just constantly hissing. It's not a ringing sound. It's just hissing. Sounds like air is leaking out of a air hose or something.
It could be me after a burrito.
Sometimes it's louder than others. Sometimes it goes completely away. So I was just wondering what that could mean.
Mm-hmm.
Second question is,
sometimes
from my elbow down to my fingertips in my left hand, left arm starts throbbing sort of like it's going to sleep.
Okay. Again, I may be listening to my show.
Is that something to do with misalignment in my vertebra where my back's out of whack? Because sometimes I can sort of twist my back and make it pop.
Oh, yeah.
And the symptom sort of goes away. So those are my two questions. My name's Eddie. I'm from South Carolina. I'm listening on XM Radio.
Amen.
And I am a truck driver.
Okay, if you're a truck driver, I'll let it slide. You had two questions in there. Okay, that's all right. Let it slide. My truck drivers can do anything they want to. Woo! You were really trying to get your money's worth on that one. Okay, here we go. Okay, and love the accent from South Carolina. Isn't that sexy? Okay, the hissing in the ears. We talk about tinnitus or tinnitus, and it could be anything. I mean, many people think the ringing in the ears is just ringing, but you could have chirping, you could have buzzing, you could be a roaring, heart-like pulsation. I mean, when I was younger, well, this is a little different. I don't think this is tinnitus, but I remember putting my head down on my pillow thinking I heard, a horse clopping, you know, like in New York, you know, clop, clop. You know, I would hear that. I'm like, oh, I could hear the horses. I thought it was cool, and I could fall asleep to the horse sound. Yeah, my mom's thinking I'm kooky, needs to get the exorcist. But, you know, I mean, sometimes you could actually hear pulses, but hissing could still be ringing in the ear. You know, so it could still be, you could have wax in the ear. You could have an ear infection. It could be sinus congestion, allergies. We talk about eustachian tubes, and that's a tube that connects the base of the ear to the nose. That could have a different pressure gradient and could cause some sort of sounds. Medicines could do it, too. You know, a lot of people don't realize that certain medicines can, as a side effect, give you ear ringing or sounds in the ears. So caffeine especially. We always say to cut back on caffeine. Always. Birth control pills, though it doesn't sound like it's Eddie's problem. Oh, no way. But aspirin, ibuprofen, but whenever somebody comes in with ringing in the ears, one, we look at the ear. If there's any wax, we clean out the wax. The only problem is I can't say, are you better? Because whenever we flush out the wax, now you have water in the ear, and you're like, well, now it sounds more muffled than when I started. So you're like, well, you know, just shake it out, you know, see me after everything dries out, and then we'll decide. Sometimes it helps. Of course, we always check diabetes, thyroid issues, blood pressure. There's Meniere's disease, which is where you have hearing loss, dizziness, and ringing in the ears. Ooh, I wish I knew that when I was given a pop quiz in medical school, but I didn't. So that's sometimes a triad of things that you could have. So a lot of times I will get the ear doctor, the ear, nose, and throat doctor involved. Now, what do you do if you have ringing in the ears? I remember one of my old farm docs I trained under, family docs, you know, he said, Dahlia, give him Valium. Valium helps because anxiety will sometimes enhance the ringing in the ears. Also, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, if I had ringing in the ears or a hissing in the ears constantly, I would be anxious. So sometimes we actually give you Valium. Not that, to me, that's first line. Don't be surprised if your doctor says, here, take a Valium and split it with me. Also, biofeedback we'll sometimes use. You know, sometimes we do psychotherapy. I think we were going to talk about, they came out with a machine that sends ultrasonic pulses in the back of the ear. I don't know if I talked about that last week or not. My show was so good last week. It was so chock full of, you know, yummy stories that I don't know if we talked about a tinnitus ultrasound probe with the ear. I would have remembered because you guys would have been giggling if I was talking about probes and orifices. I would have remembered that. I probably did it. I'll find it. But anyway, so that's an idea. Acupuncture, hypnosis, ginkgo biloba they've been now studying. So for the ringing in the ears, sometimes they even talk about certain vitamins. But honestly, I haven't seen any studies saying, yes, this works. Now, smokers will sometimes get more tinnitus or tinnitus more often than non-smokers. So I'm probably going to yell at you to stop smoking. If you came into my office, I yell at you a lot. You don't want to come to my office. Go to your own doctor because I get mean. I already talked about aspirin. Ibuprofen could do that. Sometimes they say cut back on salt. And I'm trying to think alcohol. I thought also alcohol could be an issue. Now, what I've done on my own, this is the Dr. Dahlia method, is I go back to the Eustachian tube. I give the Dr. Dahlia method. Put them to sleep. I use the nasal steroids. Sometimes I notice I hear a hissing. It could be Kyle messing with me. You know, Kyle's working the dials. You know, sometimes I bet he could be playing with the feedback. I'm like, oh, my gosh, my tinnitus is acting up. Oh, my. It's just him messing up. That's because I got, you know, my headset on. When I take my headset off, the tinnitus goes away, huh? But sometimes I like to use the nasal steroids because you spray that into the nose. It goes up. It bounces off the wall between the boogies. And then it gets back in there, and then it goes into the sinuses and could sometimes relieve the pressure gradient because between the back of the eardrum and your sinuses in the Eustachian tube. So that's an idea. That's an idea. That's something I've tried, and it's worked. And I pulled that one out of my Richard peritoneum. I know. I love it. I love it when I come up with something that I didn't learn and it works, you know, and then I call the specialist up. I go, guess what I discovered? You know, and they don't sound all, you know, excited and interested. And then later patients go, yeah, Dr. So-and-so did that on me. I'm like, what? That's the Dr. Dahlia method. Come on. Okay. Second part of your question. What do you do about numbness in your elbow down? I mean, if it's numbness in the elbow down, that could be an ulnar nerve entrapment. The ulnar nerve that kind of goes down, behind the lateral epicondyle. I have to kind of, the ulnar nerve, it goes longer. I just don't want to review anatomy and show everybody how much anatomy I don't know. But, it could be ulnar nerve entrapment. Here's the thing. It sounds like you're adjusting yourself from the neck. Cervical radiculopathy from, your vertebrae or vertebra. I like calling it vertebra. I love calling it vertebra. They call it vertebrae. I don't like that. I like calling it vertebra, you know? South Carolinians do it right. You be careful adjusting yourself. Number one is people like my husband who's a chiropractor won't make any money if you're adjusting yourself. You got to go to a chiropractor, you know, make us some money, please. But number two, I hate it when people try to snap their neck. You know, you need to be careful with that because you may not know what you're doing, and God forbid you have some pathology or any issues there. So my recommendation would be get it looked at, but usually your cervical radiculopathy will go from the neck to the shoulder to the arm. You know, very rarely do I see a block of your symptoms. Now, when I had a truck, I mean, not like, you know, you all drive. I love my truckers. They drive cool trucks. But I'm a little love truck, and I would have my elbow out the window. I'd go numb. So don't bend your elbow or have your elbow out the window because that could be a cause of your ulnar nerve entrapment. Just a thought. Okay, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
I'm a walking.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Vesotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Vesotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I can give you any up-to-date updates as they come in. And follow me on my Facebook fan page. Okay, so man sues BMW. Okay, he lives in California. Did a four-hour road trip on his motorcycle with a ridge-like seat. And they say he claims it gave him a permanent erection, which left him unable to engage in sexual activity. Henry Wolf is seeking compensation for lost wages, medical expenses, emotional distress, and what he calls general damages from the motoring manufacturer and seat maker Corbin Pacific. He alleges that his journey through San Francisco, California on May 1, 2010 left him with a two-year erection and a wealth of other problems. He also had to pay a tailor to sew a hole in his underwear. Okay, sorry, that's Oh, it was funny before I said it. You know, something sounds funny, then you say it. Okay. All right. So apparently the claimant was riding his 1993 BMW equipped with a Corbin Pacific seat. The suit was filed in California Supreme Court. The ride lasted approximately 2 hours each way to the plaintiff's destination, after which plaintiff developed a severe case of, okay, pop quiz, what's it called when you have an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours? Priapism, right. Oh, you guys, come on. You listen to the show. We talk about it all the time. Man, every week there's some sort of a penis disorder that happens in the news. Come on, priapism. Take notes. Priapism is a painful erection. It can last more than 4 hours, and it occurs without sexual stimulation. It can lead to permanent erectile dysfunction. I guess on New Girl last week, oh, no, no, he had an issue. He had a ligament tear. Yeah, we talked about that. Somebody asked, how do you break your penis? Can you have a broken penis? And there's no bone, so you really can't break a penis, but you can have a ligament tear or strain. This is something different. This is too much blood and erection lasting too long. Anyway, Wolf fitted his bike with an aftermarket seat to make his motorcycle rides more comfortable. All right, but instead of being, comfortable, he had this. Okay, so, does he have a case? I don't know. I'm sure the jury is going to want to see pictures and exhibit A, B, C, and D. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, doctor. I just got Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affected the left side of my face. I've had it for about 4 or 5 weeks now, and it's starting to subside. I've been wanting to go to an acupuncturist, but my neurologist doesn't believe in the art. And so, Should I still try it and seek it out and try it on my own, or should I go along with his recommendation that he doesn't believe that it works? So, anyway, I. Just 5 weeks of Bell's palsy. It's loosening up now, and some of the movement's coming back. And it feels like maybe I'll probably have it for a couple more weeks, even though it's loosening up. I want to speed up the process with acupuncture.
Okay.
Want to know what you thought.
No, thank you. I'm a huge fan of acupuncture. I think acupuncture is absolutely amazing. But it sounds like if you're already getting better, you probably don't have to. I mean, most Bell's palsy, for those of you that's never had it, it kind of scares you because it looks like you have a stroke, even though it's not a stroke. It's a paralysis of your facial nerve. It's called idiopathic facial paralysis or facial palsy. So what happens is your eye droops, your mouth droops, you have difficulty tasting on part of your tongue. The facial nerve kind of runs like fingers along the side of your face. A lot of times your eye will dry out because it's open. You can have issues with your tearing. But you have a facial droop, so people think you have a stroke, and it's not. And how we could tell is it only affects the face as opposed to the arm, your speech, etc. So usually what we do is we treat you with some steroids, we treat you with an antiviral, even though when I was in the ER years ago, some of the studies were still kind of equivocal. They were like, well, you know, sometimes you need the steroids, sometimes you don't. I've never changed. I've always done steroids and antivirals, and people do seem to recuperate quickly. But it could take anywhere from a couple weeks to a couple months. Now, there was one study in the 90s that I saw saying acupuncture helps. Unfortunately, subsequent studies say, no, we haven't seen anything happen with acupuncture. Now, the one study where I saw it worked, supposedly, was where the steroids and the antivirals did it. And I think the person was already at week 6 or 7. I'm trying to remember this. It was a long time ago. And there was no improvement. Then they did the acupuncture, and about 5-6 weeks later, he improved. But the reason why that study was not looked upon favorably is people said, well, you're already at the 12-week mark. How do you know it was the acupuncture? And again, don't quote me on that. It was a long time ago because I remember a good friend of mine who was a family medicine doctor was learning acupuncture. We were talking about acupuncture and Bell's palsy because I'm like, why not? If we're talking about a nerve and a meridian issue, why not? And I think it was all a part of the Chinese medicine, the wind and cold you know, people think, and I don't know a lot about Chinese medicine, but it had something to do with, you know, when you get a chill, when the wind comes in, you're more prone to it. It's kind of interesting. I wish I knew more about it. But unfortunately, you know, in regular medicine, we don't. Us MDs, we learn a lot, but we don't really learn a lot about the alternative treatment. Yet, I was thinking, why not? Why can't acupuncture, you know, work? And when that one study said, well, it can, but, you know, by the time it did work, there was a chance that the symptoms could have been better anyway, or the symptoms could have resolved anyway. We never really recommended it. So my advice to you is if you're already getting better, there's a chance you may actually get better, not linearly, but exponentially. It sounds like you're already doing well. If you seem to stall or plateau, then you may want to consider it. It's just unfortunately I don't have any studies that say absolutely it'll work, but it won't hurt, you know? Okay. All right. Great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Now, what is this about Android apps telling you how much radiation you are getting from your cell phone? Now, hold the phone on this one because I really don't know how this will work. But anyway, it says a new Android app tells you exactly how much electromagnetic radiation your handset is blasting into your brain and even tells you when to hold it away from your head. Apparently, iPhone users will not be able to download this app because Apple wants nothing to do with it. They say no interest. They say the app warns when radiation levels from a phone are high, taking into account the model and what is transmitting through its aerials, and even offers tips on how to lower your radiation levels. It's called TawkOn, T-A-W-K-O-N. It's free app. Oh, if it's free, I'll download it. Oh, wait, I have an iPhone. I can't. Yeah, I don't like to download any app that you have to pay money for. I just don't. You know, I already have enough stuff on my credit card. I don't want to sit there and start running app bills. I know everything I have is light, Angry Birds, light, solitaire, light, because those are the free apps. Okay, anyway, let's say the phone senses the activities of components inside the handset that lead to radiation spikes. I don't know. It'll tell you to hold the phone away from your head or hang up when they think your levels are getting high. I don't know about this one. I mean, it has to be some pretty sensitive equipment. And again, you know, if they're marketing this as how much radiation is getting into your head, no. You could only, especially with this type of technology, from what I understand, see what it's emitting. You can't say what someone is receiving. That's where you need a Geiger counter. So, I mean, if they're saying, we're going to tell you how much radiation your brain is absorbing, you can't do that. You don't know what they're absorbing. All right, so just hold the phone. I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, as a doctor here in America and kind of keep an eye on things with Obamacare and kind of looking at how America wants to go socialize with their medicine. Well, the American people don't want it, but Washington is definitely salivating at the thought. You know, I like to keep an eye on what's going on in other socialized countries. And it's very interesting because in England, there always seems to be articles on misdiagnoses. And many of the misdiagnoses wasn't because the doctor didn't figure it out. It's because the doctor didn't refer to a specialist as quickly. He kept trying more inexpensive ways to treat something. For example, let's say a child actually had Hodgkin's lymphoma, all right, or a cancer within the lymphatic system. Many times these kids would be diagnosed with an infection or a virus. Or, you're just attention-seeking. Or, maybe it could be stress. Let's do a little Reiki. I don't know. And unfortunately, there's been cases. They actually say two-thirds of young people with cancer will visit their GP with at least one of the most common cancer symptoms, yet a third of these cases are missed by doctors. They say one in four had a visit to their doctor at least four times before they were taken seriously and referred to a specialist. Now, of course, we're taught to look for horses and not zebras, meaning whatever seems to be the most common reason for a swollen lymph node, you go for that. You don't want to meet a patient and first time out going, okay, we need to biopsy your neck. That's not really the way we do things. So like, well, if you got a little swollen lymph node, maybe it's because of a sore throat, maybe it's because of an abscess tooth, maybe there's an issue with your gums, some sort of an infection. Sometimes you could get lymphadenitis, an infection within the lymph node, but out here, and I know in my personal practice, if something doesn't go away, I like to get the specialist fairly early. Now, that is probably one of the causes for our healthcare costs going up. I don't like to wait four times. I don't like to wait a year. I like to jump on it a little sooner. But, in some of these other countries, no, it's kind of looked upon or frowned upon, I should say. If you jump and get a specialist in too quickly. Unfortunately, at the Teenager Cancers Trust 2012 conference, they were discussing research where many symptoms these kids or teenagers are presenting with are being blown off by doctors or not being thoroughly investigated. And maybe it is a bias. Most of your, children and teenagers that come in, they're either coming in for well checks, or they're coming in for, coughs and colds, quote unquote, easy stuff. But every now and then, this is where you pick things up. A mole could be changing. They could have significant weight loss. Well, she's probably anorexic. She's probably trying to fit into her cheerleading outfit. Tell her to eat some carbs and call me in the morning. Well, no, the weight loss could be because of cancer. You don't know. Extreme fatigue. Well, all kids are fatigued. They smoke pot. No, it may not be marijuana. May not be marijuana, doctor. It could be something else. So, and we've talked about this. Going back now to, the United States, what happens if you want your doctor to order a test and he won't do it? Now many of you with HMOs, you can't just go to another doctor. That was my advice to you a couple years ago. I was like, well then you leave that doctor and you go and get a second opinion. And people are like, well, all right, Dahlia, I know, but it's very difficult because, trying to find a doctor on my HMO, I just kind of close my eyes, I swirl my finger around, I slam it down on the paper, and that's the one I pick. And how do I know he's going to listen to me and order the test? I mean, it's very difficult. So what I taught you all a couple years ago is how to very succinctly convey and communicate what your symptoms are to the doctor. All right. For example, let's say you have a lump in your neck and the lump hasn't gone away. Okay. You don't want to walk in there and go, and a lot of people do this because, and we talk about this, I'm, getting geared up for a fight with my husband, right? He ticked me off earlier during the day, and I've been kind of working on what I'm going to say. I spend more time working on how I'm going to yell at my husband than my monologue for the radio show, as you could tell. But anyway, you get ready to work it up, and then you go into the room, and you're ready to lay into him, and then it just doesn't come out right. Well, that happens a lot of times with you and the doctor. I get that. You're intimidated because you think you're going to have control over the conversation. You're going to walk up to the doctor and say, look, this is what I have, and that's not the case. The doctor walks in, says, oh, how's it going? How's your mother? Oh, your mother's good. Okay, tell me, what have you been doing about your cholesterol? So you're like, okay, well, I want to talk to him about this lump, but okay, cholesterol's fine. Really? Well, we should do this with your cholesterol. Let's do this. Okay, let's do a blood test. I'll see you in 2 weeks. You're like, whoa. You need to make sure you get some control over the conversation. Now, one way to do it is to make sure you tell the nurse, look, I know the doctor's very busy. I know he's going to probably want to talk to me about a variety of things, but the one thing I really want to discuss with him today is the lump in my neck. Okay. You know, I am just, you know, dying to know what the doctor thinks about this. I mean, if you have that type of doctor that runs in, runs out, and you really don't get to express yourself, you know, get the nurse involved. Okay. Then, as the doctor comes in, don't say, you want to know what? I don't know. I think I got this little swollen lymph node. Eh, maybe it's from a sore throat. Maybe not. I don't know. Doctor feels that you got a sore throat. All right. Okay. Well, let's just watch a sore throat or take an antibiotic. See ya. No. Okay. That's not the way to do it. If you've had a lump in your neck for 3 months, don't start diagnosing yourself with the doctor. Tell him what your honest to heaven symptoms are. Just say what the truth is. I have a lump in my neck that's not going away, and now we're at the 3-month mark. You see how that would probably prompt the doctor to maybe start thinking about other things, right? I had a lady that told the nurse she had an ovarian cyst. Okay, so patient comes in, we're talking about other things, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you have an ovarian cyst, you know, how did you know about that? What did you do? She's like, oh, no, I have pain. I'm assuming it's a cyst. And I'm like, okay, don't diagnose yourself. Don't diagnose yourself. Let's go back a step. What kind of pain are you having? Well, I'm having pain down here. And, you know, I'm like, when was your last period? I bled 3 weeks ago. It was an ectopic pregnancy. You know, we talked about how to bias doctors. Here, she's walking around with a pregnancy in her fallopian tube, but she's thinking it's ovarian cyst. So she told the nurse that. Imagine if I was lazy. Imagine if I was lazy going, all right, well, ovarian cyst, let's just try and set you up for an ultrasound in a couple weeks. You see? You know, so sometimes don't offer the doctor what you think it is. You know, I know many men will do that, too. Yeah, I was referred to you, you know, my PSA is rising. It's just probably that because my prostate's big. No, don't, you know, give your hypothesis. Not that your hypothesis is worth something. A lot of times it is. But before you start hypothesizing with the doctor, tell them what the problem is. I'm having trouble urinating. My PSA is rising. I have a lump in my neck that is not going away. I'll have patients come in saying, I have hemorrhoids. Really? You have hemorrhoids? Yeah, I have hemorrhoids and they're bothering me. Can you give me something? Okay, well, if a doctor's in a hurry, he's going to give you hemorrhoid medicine. Well, what should they have really said? What were their symptoms? Doctor, I've had rectal bleeding now for 3 weeks. You see, many people will think that the bleeding that they get when they wipe a toilet paper is hemorrhoids. Okay, having rectal bleeding for 3 weeks should prompt a whole different line of thinking of that doctor, right? And a whole different plan of action than, doctor, I have hemorrhoids. See? So you need to be very, very careful with that. And unfortunately, the burden of, the burden of diagnosis may actually fall on you. Because, you know, if the doctor, you know, many of us doctors that do have time, we're good at what we do. But I know many doctors that are in a rush, patients will say, look, you know, he didn't take my chest pain seriously. And I go, well, what did you say? Like, well, I told him I was a little uncomfortable. You can't say that. You have to say, I have chest pain. And go from there. All right, guys, if you could stay on board for another hour, please do. We have more Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.